First of all, I want to congratulate everyone for being so young. Then I want to acknowledge, also the organizers for allowing me to give this talk. I wanted to talk about water, but it's under construction, so let's go to the topic about which I will talk in order to be near to the level of this conference, that is very high. So, Lithium metathesis was awarded by a Nobel Prize 5 years ago by Chauvin, Grams, and Rock. It consists of the redistribution of carbon-carbon double bonds. Then it's a good way to create some unsaturated molecules that are difficult to be synthesized by other methodologies. There are different types of metathesis, cross-metathesis, and closing metathesis, but for the talk, it's unnecessary, the difference. Then the most famous catalysts are here in this slide. On the right, there are the rock catalysts, and on the left, there are the Grafs catalysts that I will talk about. The difference between the first Grafs catalyst and the second Grafs catalyst is that in the second Grafs catalyst, we substitute the phosphine ligand by an heterocyclic carbene. The mechanism was described 40 years ago by Chauvin, who was very smart. But unfortunately, till the late 90s, there were neither experimental nor theoretical mechanistic studies. For example, there are someone from Sergei, who is in the audience, indeed. Then the mechanism is also difficult because it is thought that it's a trans mechanism, a bottom mechanism, because the olefin is entering trans with respect to the NH ligand. But there are some studies that also reveal that in some cases the site mechanism is also possible. The activity of these catalysts is very high, but they have a very big problem, that is that they are not efficient. And they are not efficient because when we increase the temperature, we have catalytic decomposition. During the last years, some papers have appeared about this, and they are related about it, unexpected isomerizations. Also, when we have alcohols, we can reach unexpected hydride metal complexes. Also, when we have the CO, which is an acid, it can bond trans to the indium group and producing an interaction of the indium group with one of the methyl groups of the NH ligand. Also, if we increase the temperature, as I have said before, instead of having the typical reaction of the olefin metathesis here, we can have dimerization reaction when we increase the temperature. Also another example. Only at 23 Celsius degrees, we can have dimerizations that are not useful for the olefin metathesis. Also, depending on the group of the NHC, can interact also with the indium group, even without any other external agent. I described the result of this last reaction in the last seminar, maybe. Then, trying to focus in one reaction of this deactivation, I have focused my attention in this carbon monoxide coordination trans to the indium group. And also, if I have time, I will not have time for sure, I will talk about the cis-transit isomerization. Well, Diver presented these results, experimental results. He was able to obtain an heptatrien ring from the mesityl starting substituent. There are only a few studies related to the trans interaction with the indium group, with fluorides, with pyridine groups, but only a few. it's difficult to know what happened. We envisage DFT calculations about the reaction. We see that the decay of energy from the reactant to the product is very high. All the barriers are lower than 5 per mole. The first insertion of CO is with a linear transit is demonstrated that has no barrier, so it's very easy to bond to the same metal. With this insertion of the carbon monoxide, we observe that the ruthenium methylene bond is weakened, so the distance ruthenium carbon is elongated. We can observe this with the Meyer-Born order of Professor Meyer. Also, we can see that the ruthenium carbon, the NAC ruthenium carbon methylene angle is reduced because we have a dodecahedral environment around the metal. And also, the distance carbon of the methylene with respect to the carbon needs of the mesityl that will form the interaction then is reduced. So the carbon monoxide reduces this reduction. So one can think if it's possible to dissociate this methylene. If it's impossible, it costs too much. We have, therefore, this attack to the NAC, the process is barrierless. Then we have the insertion of this methylene into the previous mesityl group, forming a cyclopropane ring now. Then we have to break this carbon-carbon aromatic bond. Now it's not aromatic when we have the cyclopropane ring. And the barrier is very small. We studied the same without the catalyst, without only with the organic part. We see that the barriers are very low. In the reaction, it's even lower indeed with respect to only the organic part. The product of the reaction of this heptatrien ring, indeed, it's 10 tetra per mole less stable than the most stable one that should be the cis isomer. The question would be that why we obtain the trans isomer experimentally. And the reason is that when we have this octahedral environment around the metal, it's very difficult to do this isomerization. The barriers are very, very high. Then, which is the reason of this decomposition? Indeed, we have to study the role of the carbon monoxide, that it's an acid that bonds trans to the methylene. Simplifying a lot the explanation, we go to the p molecular orbital of the ruthenium methylene bond, and we observe that without the carbon monoxide, on the ruthenium we have 62%. When we have the carbon monoxide bonded to the ruthenium, this ruthenium has 75%. It means that the carbon monoxide weakened the double bond between the ruthenium and the carbon bond of the methylene group. So we try to replace this carbon monoxide and also the by other ligands here, and also we replace the phosphine that we have trans to the NAC by pyridines and other agents. We observe that it's necessary to put carbon monoxide or another agent because without them it's impossible the reaction, it's not stable to continue the reaction pattern. The weak P acids are not enough, like for example ethene or pyridine. Also, we observe that replacing the phosphine by a pyridine, we observe the same result, so it's not key. And finally, we observe that carbon monoxide or PF3 are good for doing this decomposition. So we need strong P acids. Then finally, to check that the reaction was really what we found with the reaction pathway, instead of doing only static DFT calculations, we did in the group dynamic calculations. In the film, we see perfectly that the carbon monoxide binds to the metal, and then the methylene group will interact with the mesityl group. And this happens in only 4 picoseconds. indeed in the first picosecond the ruthenium carbon distance of the carbon monoxide is constrained to 3 angstroms. Then the oscillations of the bond distances oscillate till 3.2 picoseconds, and when we are at 3.2 picoseconds, we observe that the methylene then attacks the carbonyls of the methyl group. After 0.2 picoseconds, we break the cyclopropyl ring, and indeed we obtain the ether-3-anion ring. Indeed, it's here. Time? It's I have time? Okay, perfect. Finally, we summarize what we did with the cis-trans isomerization. There were papers of graphs related to that, but the isomerization was not 100%. Grella was very smart 4 years ago, and he obtained the isomerization 100%. And there were theoretical work of Goddard, and I tried to focus my efforts trying to check if he was right or not. It was a bit dangerous because Goddard is very famous in the US and around the world. So, but I did. Because it's interesting to obtain cis isomers for the type of the lithium metallic. Goddard proposed that there was an intermediate, and therefore there were two transition states. Okay, I tried to repeat the same, and I obtained the same. But I also thought that perhaps it was possible to accept a transition state. I tried to found it. I found it, and the barrier was lower, slightly lower. So it was not enough. We tried to contact Carol Grell again. He did some kinetic studies, putting cyclooxine and also putting quinoline, that was the ligand of the beginning. He obtained that the kinetics were not affected, so it means that he checks that the mechanism is concerted. This kind of reactions have a lot of names, various rotation starting, but in our case it's the isomerization between two equatorial ligands. So we will have to, it's necessary another name, probably. But and finally we try to check with molecular dynamics the same, doing trajectories between this transitional state or this concerted transitional state. We obtain that we obtain the cis and the trans isomers. Here, as we see, and the field from the cis to the trans from the it's clear. So, in principle, if it's right, the paper will be accepted in a few months if we are. And finally, we replace some substitutes, but it's not, we obtain the same results. Just a few differences between replacing the substituents on the NXC, but only aesthetic effects, so it's not important. And finally, I acknowledge my co-directors and all of you for your kind attention.
Thank you, very much for taking the time, and effectively we gained some complexity from the hydrogen atom occupied by the gas sharing. This is time, so perhaps we have some questions.
Oh, it's okay. Did you consider intramolecular dispersion effects? These can be quite large when you have large substituents like mesityl or something like that. When you have big pi systems that can stack in some way in your transition states or in a reactant, then this might affect thermodynamics.
Yeah. PS stacking between mesityl and other. I didn't study in this case, but I am studying this in other cases because it's you are right that the PS stacking affects a lot, because in some cases if you put perfluorobenzenes, the reactivity of those metathesis increases a lot. It's not clear the separation still, because some people think that it's the interaction takes place with the mesityls, for example, but other people think that interaction could take place in the sphere of the metal. But in this case, we didn't try to do this.
there are no more questions, let us thank all the speakers of this.